Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Man Cave 4301 podcast. I'm your host, Big Kev. We are back and we're going to be better than ever. So really excited to kick this back off again. Been away for a long time and now the room is set back up again. I cannot wait to pump some episodes out. It's going to be a bit of a format change. We're going to not just do mental health. We're going to do a whole bunch of different stuff. So we're going to go into health and we're going to go into whatever interests me. It's going to be a little bit of everything. So this page is going to expand, podcast is going to expand, and I'm really excited to get stuck back into it. So today, our next guest is really excited to have her on. She reached out to see if she wanted to do an episode, and here we are. So her name is Pavla. She is an energy healer. She lives in Melbourne. I want to thank her very much for coming on the podcast and a big warm welcome to Pavla.
Thank you so much for having me on. What an honor and privilege to share some insights on healing and energy. Thank you.
It's really good to have you on. Can you give us a little bit of a rundown, the sort of the title of what you do, how long you've been doing it, and just a rundown of what it is you actually do?
Okay, awesome. Thank you. So I am Pavla, and I'm a transformational energy healer. I guess my journey started actually with the physical health, learning about our body and, you know, for, I don't know, past 15, 18 years, I have been really diving deep into how can we heal ourselves with the gifts of Mother Nature, you know, foods, herbs, spices, how can we support our physical bodies and really go back to basics, how we used to live. So that allowed me to really get the understanding what's happening inside of this physical temple that we all have. I took it a bit deeper with studying iridology and sclerology, which is a science which helps us to understand, again, what's happening in the physical through our eyes. So we can take a picture of our eye and see where is this harmonies inside of ourselves, which bodily systems, you know, a digestive or a reproductive system, and how can we bring it into balance with herbs and spices without cutting ourselves open, without drinking radiation, kind of, you know, when you go and get the scans, you need to drink the radioactive substances and that type of stuff. So that's been absolutely beautiful. And then I land with the, you know, the powerful way of healing is through fasting and just really giving our bodies a little bit of a rest. And from that, the awareness of the energy inside became so much stronger. My intuition, what I was able to feel into, became so much stronger. And then I went into a practice called quantum flow, which is a beautiful practice with movement and breath work. And changing the awareness and intentions of our being, we can shift trauma on the physical level as well, rewiring the brain waves in our body, in our mind, and shifting the build-up stress and anxiety and anger, all these different emotions, blockages as well. And then when I finished this training, I kind of had this fire in my hands and like, oh my goodness, what's going on? And and I got introduced to a Neo Shamanic Healing Society, which I'm absolutely incredibly proud and grateful member of, and that's where I learned more about energy and really the structure of who we are, how we operate, how we navigate life, and how we can support ourselves, my clients, coming back to a natural state of being, which is wellness, which is vitality, which is clarity of mind, which is peaceful heart. And yeah, that's how it's been rolling. So I have created a private members association called Infinite Vitality, and from there I'm just sharing my work. And I think more than ever, I think you agree as well, people are kind of needing to have other options The medical world is failing us. The governments are failing us. And so how can we share this message so people know there's options, there's ways to do things differently?
Yeah, certainly in the last couple of years, as we've spoken about, that, you know, what's happened has really woken a lot of people up, and people are searching now for alternative medicines or alternative ways of dealing with their health, because we all know that the government's got our best interests at heart, but, you know, sometimes it's just what it doesn't work out, does it?
So let's leave it at that, shall we?
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I think it's it sounds really good, and I've slowly been learning. I've been listening to a lot of different people. One in particular, I won't mention her name, but she's very well known, and she's also banned. So, it seems that, you know, as we treat ourselves better, when you say, you know, you're more intuitive and all that sort of stuff, it's like when you're being healthier with yourself, you sort of get rid of that brain fog that a lot of the foods and whatever we consume clog up our mental state. So yeah, it makes you more in tune with yourself and your surroundings. So I think that's really cool.
Absolutely. And you know, I think it's something we had a quick chat before, like really being aware of the holistic approach of things. Yeah, so I've got clients, they come and say, I meditate 4 hours a day. Oh, God bless you. You know, it's wonderful. You can meditate 4 hours a day, but if you don't go and deal with your traumas, if you don't deal with your pain, then the meditation is just like a plaster. Or if you do yoga every day and then drive back home and get Big Mac on the way home for dinner, it's like, well, where is... We need to bring things into alignment on all aspects of our life and of our existence, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I want to do better for myself, so...
Yeah, you have right hands. Let's go.
Yeah, if I could get something out of this and it helps me, I'm cheering.
It can happen. Yeah.
So what kind of people come to you? What's sort of a typical client for you? What are they looking for out of what your practice does?
Look, it's a variety of different things. I have been working with people with stage 4 cancer. I have been working with people with heart disease. I have been working with mothers that are at the end of it, with you know, just being burned down from the craziness of life. I've been working with suicidal people that were ready to just end this and forget about anything. A lot of women that wanted to improve their relationships, wanted to understand themselves more. I think what's happening now, many of us that on some level are a bit more open, we are starting to ask questions, you know, is this all there is? What can I do better? Like, okay, if I'm fighting with my husband every day, is that really the best I can do? And then people come back to themselves and say, okay, I need help because I see, I understand that something is out of whack and that's not really the reality I want to experience. So it's a little bit of everything. And children, oh my goodness, I absolutely love working with kids because they are so responsive and we can see changes immediately. Yeah, as adults, we have stories, we put the boundaries, we put the little defensive mechanisms in and just doubt and whatever questioning, but kids, they have none of that. They just like, yeah, I take it, and they automatically, we can rebalance their field, rebalance their chakra systems and bring them back to who they are without all the drama. that they might be absorbing. So yeah, it's a mixture of different things. But what I'm really passionate about is working with mothers, because I feel they are like the pillar of everything. Yeah, the mamas. If they go down, everything is fucked. and you know, the kids go down the hill, the husbands, the partners, whatever it is, the family is in meltdown. So that's my real passion, just to really focus on the mothers, provide support.
What are sort of the main strategies? I guess that's a very vast array of different things that you work with. So it's really hard to sort of pinpoint what kind of strategies you use. Maybe we should talk about diet and what sort of things you promote for certain things, if we could go into that. And
okay. Yeah, look, why don't we do a little detour just for a couple of minutes and maybe tune into what energy is all together, right? I think it's really important to understand, because everything has energy. This glass of water I've got here has got energy. The apple you eat has energy. A Big Mac that some people choose to eat, I don't know why I'm choosing that. That's like the worst thing. Maybe that's why. That's got certain amount of energy too, yeah. So if we think, what is energy? Combination of sound, of light that creates certain color, frequency, sacred geometry, and from there we create matter. Yeah, and depending on how we are fueling ourselves, our temples, our bodies, that's how we vibrate. Yeah, and there's one rule, golden rule, that I absolutely love from my understanding of energy, is like attracts like. So if we are radiating and we are like these beautiful, vibrant beings, we just attract most of the time, not always, most of the time, just beautiful people into our world, beautiful experiences, opportunities, all that. So we live in expression.
Talking about sort of law of attraction sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, which is based on energy. Just lost it for a moment.
I thought you'd paused, actually. I thought your screen froze.
No, my brain froze. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and so, okay, back to energy. So if we take it back to food, so that's like a quick snapshot, yeah? If we take it back to food, obviously the more bodies are alkaline, the more and hydrated. I think 97% of population is dehydrated. Yeah.
Wow.
So water is, and not just water, like tap water and all that, that's no-go, right?
No,
people understand that filters and or spring water would be perfect world, but how many of us can afford that in the cities? It's tricky, but so yeah, clear water. There's a rule of thumb, I will share this little wisdom. For every 22 kilos of our body weight that we have, we should drink a liter of water. So we all can do the maths. So let's say, I don't know, 60 kilos. So that means I should drink at least 3 liters of water. And that doesn't mean coffee. It doesn't mean soft drinks. It doesn't mean, you know, any of the other stuff, like pure clean water. And that's just the essentials that our body needs in order to function better. So once we boost that up, the brain starts being more efficient. Yeah, so the brain fog will become a bit less.
Yep.
Our digestive system will be more like supported, so elimination becomes smoother. So things will leave the body much more. We get rid of toxins, of the dense matter from our bodies as well. Our skin becomes clearer. So that's like the basic stuff, right?
And all then, just from water.
Yeah?
All just from water.
To start with, absolutely. That's essential. So if every single one of us start drinking the amount of water based on this little formula I just shared, watch the magic happen. Yeah, how much water do you drink, do you reckon? Like, how does that resonate with you?
You can't ask those sort of questions. I ask the questions.
we'll play the game up.
Well,
does it
not
make sense?
That's clearly not enough. So I have been listening to, I can't remember her last name, but Barbara. There's a lot of videos with her talking about different things, and one of them was water. And she said you can drink all the water in the world, but as long as it's unless it's getting into your cells, it's not really doing much. So she says that, like, Celtic salt is good for that, and, like, very minimal too. Like, I mean, Celtic salt's quite chunky, isn't it? I haven't actually bought any yet, but that's on the list of things to do. But she's saying, you know, having that Celtic salt will allow the water to absorb into your cells. Is that correct?
100%. 100%. Right. That was my next point. So thank you for jumping in. We are already in sync here. Yes. So the water doesn't just flush through us. It will actually nourish the cells, flush out all the toxicity that the cells are holding onto, and then just can function better and more vibrant. Yeah, 100%.
Cool. So in regards to when you said fasting, so this is like, would this be a really good opportunity for someone that wants to fast for maybe a day or even 2 days or however long, and they're only going to be intaking water, is to try that and possibly just see what the results are from actually absorbing water? Because I'm actually keen to try it.
Look, we are all very different. We are all on very different levels of our health. And I would, if there is, I would probably start adjusting the life, the diet, right? So instead of going, okay, tomorrow I wake up and I'm starting water fasting. Cool, you can do that. But it's going to be painful. It's going to be much more uncomfortable. And so I believe in this, like, gentle approach where we can, okay, what can I cut out of my diet that doesn't serve me? Is there any processed foods that I don't need, you know, chips and heavy meat diet, dairy, all that stuff? Is there too much sugar, you know, that I can let go of? Is there any white flour and white carbs that I can let go of? Yeah, they call it the, what do they call it? The white poison. So anything that's kind of white, can we bring it back? That's just way too processed. White sugar, white flour, right. All that. There's no nutrients in that. So it's just fillers that give us absolutely nothing. So once we, and zero energy, right? So again, we want everything that's vibrant, that's alive, that's beautiful, nourishing. So once we can, I would start with that and then boost up the water intake, of course. How many coffees do I drink a day? How much alcohol? You know, there was a time when I would be sculling bottle of wine every night just to fucking survive. You know, that's like many hard lifetimes ago. That was my survival mechanism. Now if I have a glass of wine once every 3 months, that's a miracle. So let's like write it all down. Where am I at right now? And instead of jumping straight into fasting, I would start eliminating. And then on the other hand, how can I add more fresh fruits and vegetables, cold pressed juices, more water, you know, like whole grains, beautiful seeds and nuts, and bring that into balance. Smoothies are an excellent way to nourish our bodies, right? So I would start with that and maybe give it a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Just opportunity to rebalance. And that on its own is going to bring beautiful results. There's something that I'm really, really sold on is colon cleanse, you know, scraping, allowing, there's a mixture that I share with my clients and we scrape out the insides of our gut. That's like for years and years and years and years, it's just accumulating this sticky little gooey thing that's stuck on the lining of the gut. And then what happens, all the nutrition that we want to give to our body and we've got the best intentions, once we're on the right track then, it just cannot be absorbed because of all that plaque, right?
Like the it creates a barrier.
Yeah. And so once we go through this colon cleanse process, which is a 4-day journey, or could be 30-day journey, depends on people how quick or how slow they want to take it, accompanied with things like enemas, just flushing out the build-up matter inside of our gut, again, supporting our body to be a bit more efficient, then we create a really beautiful environment, because there's nothing worse. You know, again, energy is pulsating, right? It's like the law of the universe, this expansion and contraction, and that's what we are. But if we are like just nothing is moving, I need to have 3 coffees in the morning to be able to go to toilet or laxatives or whatever. It's like, that's fucking stagnation. There's no flow. And again, I think many of us can resonate in different stages of our life. And so that will help. That will help to bring the body back into its natural way of being. And then I would probably go into the water fasting. Yeah. So it's, look, different people, different approaches. If there is any health conditions, that would be different way of looking at it as well. And yeah.
So just going back, rewinding to the fresh produce and stuff like that, I think it's important to bring up that, you know, more and more mainstream places are bringing out food with, you know, that are sprayed in pesticides and there's other things that are going on in the world today that, you know, they're coating them in certain things that aren't good for you. And, I mean, you can generally wash your vegetables pretty good, but would it be recommended that you'd find a fresh produce place that's organic? Or I know it's tough because a lot of that is more expensive, and people find that hard. Like, I mean, I tried keto and it wasn't cheap, so it wasn't really easy to stick to. So, and I find, you know, if I want to go and buy vegetables and stuff on a budget, you're just not going to be able to afford like full organic stuff like that. So it is tough.
It is, and especially nowadays, and everything is going through the roof. I personally cannot always afford organic foods, fruits and veggies. There's a certain, they call it dirty dozen, which are like things like greasy lean. Leafy greens, oh my goodness, I just put it all the way around. Leafy green veggies, yeah, like spinach or silver beet, that type of stuff. Or strawberries. What else is there? I can't think now, but it's very easy to Google. It's changing every year too. If you can get at least those organic. Everything I buy, and I love farmers markets. So we've got
farmers markets are the best.
They're great.
I think what you're trying to say is the odd bunch is just fruit and veg that doesn't, it sort of, it's like the reject pile because it doesn't look the same. Like it's a mangled looking banana or something like that. Like it's a odd bunch sort of thing. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I was referring to is called Dirty Dozen. And that's specific a specific group of fruits and vegetables that are much more sprayed and, with pesticides and also absorb it heaps more.
Right.
So things like strawberries are just saturated with chemicals, and no matter what you do, it's very tricky to get rid of it. Look, honestly, the world we live in, it's really hard to stay away from toxins, right? The air, the water, the food. So let's go one step back. What I would recommend, wash all your produce in apple cider vinegar. Combo of apple cider vinegar and water. Rinse it, let it sit for a couple of minutes. Rinse it again, let it dry, then put it in your fridge. Yeah, so that's the I don't know if you are familiar with Don Tolman. He's an amazing amazing man, full of wisdom. He has done the research with his friend, who is a scientist, and they took a bunch of organic produce and then measured their frequency. Then they took a bunch of conventional, washed it in apple cider vinegar, and what they ended up with was exactly the same result. So obviously, the components will be the structure of it, because it has grown with the pesticides on it, will be slightly different, but at least we are releasing a bit of the toxicity. So that's how I'm playing it. That's what brings peace to my heart.
That's all you can – you can only do your best.
Absolutely.
You know, you can only do your best. Like you said, you're never going to be able to get away from it. So, I mean, the more work that you put into keeping it as reduced as you possibly can – is probably the best way. So,
and then look, is it better to have an apple that is not classified organic, which that on its own, that could be conversation alone, you know, or better to have no apple at all, right?
Yeah.
So, and look, to me, I've made this switch a very long time ago, and to me, this is my health insurance. So if I pay a little bit extra for fresh stuff, then the packaged supermarkets, what, three minute noodles for dinner instead of broccoli and beautiful mushrooms or whatever I would make for our dinner. This is my health insurance. I never get sick. Unless I overdo it and I know I'm just being stupid, there's no way I don't get sick, no matter what viruses are floating around. It's just keeping it pure, right?
Yeah. And, look, this is why I'm interested in this sort of stuff, because I need to start doing it myself. I'm not the healthiest eater. So, you know, any information and tips. And, I mean, this is the basic stuff, you know, and I struggle with it every day. So
you want to, right? Because we lost the weight. There's so much noise out there. So can we just boop, delete?
Yeah. Factory reset.
Families used to live, you know, our grandmas. I grew up in the Czech Republic in a little village. You would have farms with potatoes and growing our own shit, and there would be pigs and cows and sheep, and so just fresh, real food and taking it back to basics.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and it's like the indoctrination and the advertising and all that sort of stuff is just so persistent these days, and it's, you know, it's a real struggle to really pull yourself up on it. So, well, for me anyway. So, yeah,
we create change.
Yeah,
simple.
Yeah. When the stuff that you're doing is really helping people to prepare themselves for a future journey as well, like it's like changing mindset and stuff like that, you know, to love yourself better. And I love
Oh my God. Yeah. And, you know, it's huge. It's huge for people. And I think that's the cause of everything, loving ourselves.
Yeah.
The conditioning, you know, how many of us grew up in families that love was not present? As much as our parents tried, God bless them, of course, they may be not able and capable. The systems, you know, the education, the countries, different cultures. And so we kind of create this perception of ourselves. I'm not worthy. I'm not deserving. I need to give to everybody else. I'm the last one in the food chain. And then we end up these broken beings, right? The breast cancer, this beautiful woman I worked with recently, had a stage 4 cancer, breast cancer. It's all about nourishment, all about giving back to ourselves, loving ourselves. And this woman was carrying generations and generations of pain and trauma and just living in that really dense masculine energy. Yeah, just going and forcing and controlling and what is that creating, right? And so that's other part of this journey of healing, just releasing all that, the old pain, the old perceptions of ourselves, of it's like this blueprint that we become. As conception, as soon as we are conceived, we start taking perception of our mother, and that's create who we are. You know, it's
very interesting.
Right? Yeah.
So interesting.
I don't know where you want to go, but maybe too much information to start with. But yeah, it's fascinating. It's fascinating. And once we understand it, then we can kind of see that nothing that we do is our fault, right? We have certain perception based on someone else's experience. Yeah. And then can we let that go and then love ourselves that more, understanding who we are, understanding what our beliefs are, what our way of beings are.
Yeah, that's actually something that I see a lot today is people comparing themselves to others when they're not realizing that their own shit is their own shit. Like, you can't walk around comparing yourself to other people because it's not, you're not on their journey. Like, you're on your own journey. You know, you need to walk your own line and do what's right for yourself. You know, you can't go comparing yourself to others. It's just not healthy.
We can get inspired, right?
Absolutely. I mean,
you can doing some awesome shit.
Definitely take the good.
Okay, I'll be like you.
Yeah, well, we can definitely learn from each other. But we can't feed off like the negativity, the negative parts. We need to just do our own thing, but definitely learn from people, like I'm learning from you right now.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And comes back to the energy again, right? Like the negativity, what you said. So if I give you an example, I've got a little boy, and when he was maybe about 2-3, I would just get so angry for him doing little shits like throwing things or painting on the walls and blah, blah, blah. And I would just lose my shit. I'm like, what's going on? And back then I was on a different journey myself as well. So now I love myself for that, you know, then not knowing, not understanding. I just had to go through this whole process of forgiveness and understanding. But anyway, there was so much anger. And I'm like, where is this coming from? And so I went and dug deeper and deeper and deeper and took me to my own childhood, to what my dad used to do to us and how he was creating the energy environment in my own family. And if I liked it or not, then I just kind of carried it within myself. And so I had to start, okay, what are my triggers? Start taking responsibility and paying attention. Yeah. And now? Cool as cucumber. Like, if he's going crazy, I join him, you know? it's really beautiful. It's really beautiful to own our own shit, understand, and just like say, okay, it's not always pretty to look into the mirror and see certain aspects of ourselves. But once you can face it and once we can kind of own it, then we can create change on all aspects of our life.
Yeah, going back to the forgiveness thing, like I think I found for myself a few years ago that forgiving myself was the hardest thing to do. And that was such a struggle, you know, because you know that you've done something wrong, and to be able to forgive yourself is immense, you know.
It's
very powerful.
It is. And then taking it back to health if we don't. So if we hold on to grudges and stuff, you know, anger, resentment, all that, that's a frequency or energies that get stored in our liver. As we were talking about toxicity before, yeah? And so it affects the ability of the body to filter the toxins, and then it becomes hard. Often you see people getting liver issues. Sometimes they become blind because the meridian lines for liver are in our eyes. Eye cancer as well. I had a conversation with someone recently.
Wow.
you know, and so if we are holding on to it, it's all connected. That's what we need to understand. It's all connected. The energy, the grudges, the everything is connected. So whatever is going on the outside is affecting our physical body. Yeah. So we've got different layers of energy, or our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts. It's all creating this temple that we carry around with ourselves.
Yep. So what it really all boils down to is just look after yourself. Eat well, look after yourself, and don't be an asshole.
And ask for help, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's why I'm out here doing this, is because, yeah. You know, if we don't ask for help, and I'm still guilty of it. I still don't ask for help. I'm an indoctrinated guy. So... You guys,
that's the ego. That's the ego talking.
Yeah, that's right.
Or you a certain way. Really, do you?
Yeah, totally not perfect here.
And that's okay. You're not meant to be perfect.
No, I know that.
You're just meant to learn from our experiences so we can come that one little bit better than we were yesterday, and then it's the other little bit. So it's in small little bites. And as I think many people feel anxious and depressed because they feel they need to do things on their own. There's communities were destroyed, the villages that we used to have, right, to raise our kids, to support each other. It's been destroyed. It's, thank God, it's coming back now. It's in some way, but still, right? So I think these conversations are beautiful so we can all realize that it's okay. It's okay. I don't have my shit figured out. I can actually be supported through it, so I can then be the guiding light to somebody else. And that's that beautiful ripple effect.
I think it's really important to bring up your environment as well. It's, we get home from work or whatever we're doing, and we get straight on our phones, and it's just doom and gloom, like the whole time. We're in a constant battle of our surroundings attacking us, and there's a lot of cases it's deliberate, and it's targeted towards people. You've got so many distractions these days that fill your news feed on Facebook if you're always on your phone, and it's just it creates this barrier, or this I don't know what to call it, but it brings you down, lowers your vibration pretty much, and then you start to get depressed because everything's all sad, and then you decide, oh fuck, it's not worth it, and that sort of stuff brings you down as well. So I've been making a bit of an effort lately to slow down on Facebook and watching videos and reels and all that sort of stuff, because all that sort of stuff is designed to just give you this constant dopamine hit. The way that they're structured, like the short clips, it's like every 5 to 30 seconds you're getting a climax in a video, and sometimes it doesn't even come, like the video will be someone of making something, and then all of a sudden before you see the finished product, the video will stop, and like you're building yourself up to this sort of climax, and then it just disappears. So then you scroll onto the next video to try and substitute that, and then that one gives you what you need, and you're like, oh, I just want more. And you just keep swiping and swiping. And now I found myself swiping for hours and hours and just watching garbage when I could have been learning something different. So I'm.
It's about boundaries, isn't it? Like anything.
It is. Self-control.
Yeah.
Self-discipline. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, like for me, my home is my sanctuary. people walk in here and they're like, wow, it feels so peaceful. And then that's what I treasure. That's what I consciously create. I've got plants around the house. I've got salt lamps. I've got candles. I get flowers from time to time. And it's just like I consciously choose to create beautiful, inviting, loving space where my family feels comfortable. Yeah, and we feel this is our safe space to be. Music, beautiful music and phone, having it's so addictive, of course. I found that myself too. So what's my boundaries? If I need to go on Facebook after work, well, let's do it an hour, 40 minutes, whatever it is, and then chuck it off, put it on airport, the plane mode thingy, and it's my technical knowledge. and it's sometimes, you know, before things become second nature and our default state, it takes conscious effort, like anything. So now we have awareness of certain things, right? So I choose to implement this little curfew for phones. I choose to drink more water. I choose to, whenever I feel I want to get into that, oh, life is just fucking painful. Okay, no, maybe not. Maybe that's just something old playing up, yeah? What if I just take a few deep breaths and focus on the beautiful sunshine outside? Like, fake it till you make it, and then it becomes
then you become a pro.
yeah. And look, that's just... Oh my goodness, I could sit here forever. Like the amount of stuff that we get to clear with people by really working on the energetics, right? That's it's priceless. So all these little tips become so much more powerful once we can allow the conditioning, the pain, the trauma that many of us carry to go.
Carry on.
Well, then it kind of stops being our identity. It stops being that who we are, yeah? Like I've always been this woman that hated the world and I always had to work hard and I always had to get approved by other people and always needed to give it blah, 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 blah. Old story, yeah? Once I let go of all the pain, it's like, ooh, you get this clean canvas. You can start again with anything you want.
Right.
So when you hear out there, we are creators of our reality. This is what I'm talking about, right? We create who we are once we let go of the old. It comes with the physical body, comes with our mind, comes with our emotions, comes with everything else.
Yeah. I did have a question. What was it? Oh, yeah. So when somebody comes in, and let's come up with a scenario. Someone has, we'll just go with the basic depression, right? Mm-hmm. What are sort of some of the questions that you would ask to try and find your way around what's going on? How would you sort of go through a session?
Yeah. So the first time is really about understanding where is this individual client coming from, yeah? So I always go back to the childhood. I always go back to the origins of our being, as we talked about before, and then we get a very clear understanding of where they're at. Sometimes there might be some significant events happening in people's life that would bring trauma. With depression, especially anxiety, we work with the chakra system, which is the energetic systems of our body. Each of the chakra governs certain systems, bodily systems, like the digestive, the reproductive, the brain function, the skin, whatever, all that we talked about before. And they are responsible also for certain areas of our life. So the root, for example, is that survival center. That's when that is forming, that is from conception to the 1 year of our life. And often I feel a lot of fear. There's no flow going in, people holding on to the pain. And what the root chakra, you know, like for in modern world, like fear, let's say money, the survival, right? In our world, it's, we don't need to run away from wild animals, but we need to pay our rent. We need to be able to have roof over our head for our children, for our families. And so that starts building up energetically inside. And that's when people feel really anxious because they can't ground into earth and the energy can't connect to earth, which is our like anchor point here in this existence. I don't want to go too far into a different sphere, so please call me back if it gets a bit too woo-woo, because it's not. It's absolutely fascinating and beautiful, but I don't want to confuse anyone. And so that's what I see in people holding on to these fears, a lot of old pain, yeah, that gets hauled in. And so once we get, for example, I've got a client I'm working with at the moment for a few years. She's been on antidepressants. And she would be having extreme anxiety. She can't get into public. She would start shaking. And so we were working together exactly with this, like removing, opening up the field. Yeah. So all the old she's been carrying, and she's not even aware of what it is, but it comes up through the sessions. And then she's feeling better. We had 3 sessions. She's planning a trip to overseas. You know, before she wouldn't be able to walk outside of the house because she would get shaky and she would start worrying what will people think about her. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, that's amazing. What a turnaround.
Absolutely. And it's possible for all of us. Possible for all of us. So it's just understanding that we can let that all go.
You said before the fear, but she doesn't know what it is. How... I guess it's just communication, isn't it? Is just in that moment asking what's on their mind, or how do you identify what it is? How do you get around to that?
So that comes, I guess, to a little bit of my gifts, yeah, that I can tune into people's field and just feel. So this lady in particular, she was a bit of a hard cookie because she wouldn't share much. She'd be very secretive, very protected, yeah, all these walls around. She doesn't trust people. She doesn't. So, and especially for the first time we met, she's like, no, I just tell you, very limited. But once I feel in, I know exactly what's going on. Yeah, that's, I don't know. That's just part of why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I'm good at it now. And yeah. I can see what's going on. And we don't need to understand it, because once we shift it, she feels better, right? And she comes back, so we can go deeper. Because every week, every 2 weeks, whenever she chooses to go, it's like she's expanding. And there's less and less and less of anxiety. And then from there, we start changing the beliefs. Okay, before, oh God, I couldn't get out of the house. And I'm like, oh, what if I play? What if I go for a walk around the block and see? What if I go and do a little shopping and feel good, right? It's like, oh, the world is not a scary place. Maybe I can trust a little bit more and just go exploring a little wider. And it's all connected, right? It's all connected. So some people come here. They say, Pavla, heal me. I just lie down on the table. You heal me. Why can't I just lie here for 8 hours, go home and be a new man? Actually, I nearly slapped the man, because it's like, where's your responsibility? I can't change the way you do things. I can't change the way you think.
Yeah.
I can give you experience, and we all need to do the work, right?
Some people just want it handed to them on a platter.
Yeah, and well, that's never going to work.
No,
that's
it's not.
Entitlement. That's that. That's that society that the system is building. Everything is handed to us. Everything is instant. We even seconds. We don't have to work for anything anymore. It's just too fucking easy. It's like, no, we need to end things if we want change. If we want transformation, it's hard work, but it's so freaking worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've just got to put the hard work in.
But so, then again, it comes with intention, right? So why am I, for an example, client I worked with last week, I got her onto that colon cleanse, which involves 4 days of fasting and just eating this mixture thing. And she was freaking out. And it's like, well, what if we flip it around? You are not depriving of yourself of food for 4 days. You are actually giving your body opportunity to heal. so it can nourish you and give be more functional and operational when you are back in business, right? 4 days. What is 4 days compared to 365, right? 4 days of stillness when we just rest and make sure we kind of let everything to recharge and detox. So everything is intention. Everything is intention.
So where do you think the starting point is? The food. Start cutting out what's not good for you.
And then
once that's sort of implemented, you can do your cleansing stuff. Or you could do that at the same time, I suppose, couldn't you?
Look. Before anything, maybe, why don't we start with the values, right? Why is my health important? So having the why, once you have the why, then once things get hard, you know, I want my freaking whatever bar of chocolate that I'm used to having every Friday afternoon. Oh, no, no, whatever. Coffee. I don't know.
That makes a lot of sense.
Once we have the why, yeah, because I want to be like just fittest I've ever been.
Yeah.
Or I want to just be healthy so I can climb Mount Everest, whatever our why is.
So have the purpose.
Having the purpose.
Have the purpose first.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then with the fasting too, 3 days on water will reset your body. Just give it a nice little change. 10 days on water, the whole system gets a whole, like, New body, everything renews.
10 days everything. Fasting, is that what you mean?
10 days water fasting.
Mm. Wow.
And then if people are really battling with serious shit like cancers, and so that's going even deeper, and joined with, and it works. People have, the Don Tolman I mentioned before, he's been doing this for 50 years. Or more.
Wow.
He's now following, two of his sons actually are following, having retreats in Bali. There's a place in Melbourne that opened last year, and there are, people are healing. But of course the big pharma is just suppressing it. They've been under attack a lot.
I wonder why. Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome conversation. I loved it. That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a really good way to kick it back off again. I really love it.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, what an honor. So, yeah, keeping it simple too, and tiny little steps, one at a time. And, you know, if anybody's got questions, just get in touch. I'll guide you through it. And
yeah, that'll be cool. I'd love to have you back on again as well. And we can go over some different things and we can talk about whatever. Like, it's, yeah, such a good conversation.
I'm glad. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Pavla, it's been amazing. Thank you so much. And thank you for being the first person back on the podcast.
Yay!
I think we nailed it.
Here
I was saying I was nervous and all that. So it flowed pretty well. I was really happy with it. So, yeah.
Oh, amazing work. Yeah, you smashed it. thank you.
Well, until next time, folks. See you later.